The notary who signed tens of thousands of false documents in that massive robo-signing foreclosure fraud scheme was found dead in her home on Monday.
Let's go straight to News 3's Marissa Mike. Marissa, so what do we know now?
Details are limited as to how 43-year-old Tracy Lawrence died, but sources say her body was found yesterday by a police officer. We've learned Metro homicide detectives were working the case, but they ruled out homicide. It is unclear if she died from natural causes or if this was a suicide. Lawrence was supposed to be in court at 8:30 yesterday morning for her sentencing hearing. When her attorney did not hear from her for more than an hour, the deputy attorney general asked the judge for a bench warrant to be issued for Lawrence. The judge denied it after Lawrence's attorney expressed concern for her client's well-being. The attorney general's office contacted Metro, and officers found her in her apartment. Last Monday, Lawrence pled guilty to only one criminal charge of notary fraud. She would have only had to face a year in prison and/or a $2,000 fine. Gary Trafford and Geraldine Shepard, two title holders from California, are allegedly behind the foreclosure fraud. They're accused of advising employees to forge signatures on default notices between 2005 and 2008. The two have yet to be arrested and were told they are still in California. The Attorney General's office is negotiating the terms of surrender for the pair. They're expected to turn themselves in sometime in December. Now, we're still waiting to hear from the Clark County coroner for the results of a toxicology report and Tracy Lawrence's cause of death. We will stay on top of this story and bring you the very latest just as soon as we receive any updates. Dan, back.